Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. You have tuned in to CCTI Biblical Studies Unit. We are in our first unit of 2017. And you will now have the voice of our founder, apostle, and teacher for the evening, Dr. Shanette Hoff. Apostle?
Okay, amen, and thank you for tuning into Blanca.
Hello, Apostle. CCTI is a Bible-based institution that combines techniques and principles of teaching, counseling, deliverance, spiritual warfare, and discipleship to prepare the body of Christ to minister to the nation. This year, CCTI is offering the Biblical Study Track, which is designed to strengthen an individual's foundation. This track takes an in-depth look at the scriptures so that one will obtain a basic understanding of its mysteries and contents. Individuals who register for this track will strengthen their ability to interpret scripture and study the Bible with confidence. Classes will be held on Tuesday evening from 6:30 to 9:30. That's United States Central Standard Time. At the end of the track will be a graduation. There are 5 units, and this first unit goes from January 17th to February 21st of 2017, and will cover the following classes. Turning the curse into a blessing, Job, Romans, more than a conqueror, and foundations of the faith. The apostle is live and on the air.
I'm live prayerfully. I am live, however, I have feedback. Okay. Can you all hear me better now? Online and in class. We're ready to go. All right, thank you. We were just having some technical difficulties, but we are up and moving and mobile now. So we are excited about this process. I am excited about this biblical studies track. I am excited actually about the layout of it, and that I actually get to, you know, give you guys books and tests. So, you know, nevertheless, I believe, there you go. I want this, you know, really, I want you to embrace this. I want you to own this. I want this to be yours. I want you to get out of it what you need from it, okay? And so as we look at this biblical first unit, we are actually going to cover turning the curse into a blessing. We're going to do a look at Job. We're going to look at the foundations of the faith. And we're going to look at the book of Romans. And so we're going to actually take an in-depth study into those individual books and begin to develop, if you will, our foundation for this biblical studies class. So as we are preparing to go forward, I want to encourage you, if you have any questions, if you have any comments or concerns, if you're not here, if you're not seeing us, if something's muffled, you can officially now text us at 773-779-2000. The other thing that we encourage to do is we're always going to encourage individuals who can, that's actually sitting in here in the class, to call in to Blog, because that's the other way that we can ensure that everybody is being heard. That's the other way that we can ensure that everybody is being heard. That way you hear, and then when you make a question, when you ask a question or have a concern or make a comment, everybody can hear you, and it won't sound like dead time on the air, okay? And so you'll be heard on Blog Talk and also on Facebook. So hello to our Facebook Live family, our students that are all abroad, whether you're in Florida, whether you're in Washington, whether you're in North Carolina, South Carolina, whether you're in Atlanta, whether you're in India, whether you're in Vegas, whether you're in Virginia. Everywhere that we have people tuning in, and all the places that we don't even know people are tuning in, we appreciate your presence because you are here, because whether you're here physically, online, or on the air, to the need and the necessity for this. And so I am honored to be able to share with you and to be able to facilitate this track with you all. So as we are moving forward, the biblical studies track is to be very similar to the pastoral track. It is follows the exact same schedule. Where you will see the difference at is that the biblical study track will always use text. It will always be our goal to have the books. So we have some books here. You will have the opportunity to purchase your book. When you purchase your book, it will also come with tests, and during the course of study, we are asking, for instance, for the first class, the study of Job. The book is Turning the Curse into a Blessing. We will ask you to read the book, okay? Don't worry about where we're at in class, don't what we're talking about in class. Your responsibility will be to purchase the book and read this right here, Turning the Curse into a Blessing. The books can only be purchased through us. So you will purchase your book in class and then read it once, then you will read it again and take your test. It'll be an open book test, and somebody said, thank God, you know open book tests are more difficult, right? Okay. So when you read it the first time and then you go back to read it the second time, it'll make answering these 180 questions a little easier. But the good thing about that is this. You have this permanent, okay, and then you can use this book for your spiritual growth and development. So you will purchase the book. Somebody may say, okay, so how much are the books? Your book cost will be $10. Your book cost, amen. Yeah, this is just about, you know, making it user friendly for you, okay? So your book cost will be $10. If you hear, I know there's multiple here, if you need to share your book, you can. You just have to do your test separately, okay? And so, you know, that's how that can look for you all. Yes. So wait a minute. Remember, in order to talk, we have to pass the phone around so that everybody can hear. Here you go.
Okay, for the test, if we're sharing books.
We're listening. One moment. I don't know why.
Hello. If we're sharing books, then can we make a page of the test? And like, you know, if you're going to take the test and we're sharing books, can we just make a copy of the test?
No, you have to purchase your test individually.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You have to purchase.
The people that purchase the book, your test will automatically come with the book. Okay. So no. When you purchase your book, your test will come. I will make sure you get your test. Those individuals that are sharing, that are not purchasing the book, need to purchase their test. Okay. And if you're purchasing the book, it comes with it. If you're not purchasing the book, you have to buy the test separate.
Okay.
And your books will be here on next Tuesday in time for class. I can pass this around, okay, so in case people want to see the book, it is going to go around. And, yeah, any other question as it relates to that? Okay, we just got to talk into the phone, not unless you called in, and then you can talk to your own devices.
Or do you have the papers so that we can sign up for the class? I mean,
okay, if you did not register, because everybody came at 5:30 to register. If you are online and you have not registered, if you're viewing it via Facebook and you have not registered, if you're here and you have not registered, you will have the opportunity to register after this class today, because we are asking the registrar to come back in here because she's taking the class. So, any other questions? Yes. And so if somebody, yes, thank you.
I know that last night, and please correct me if, I mean, last night was a pastoral.
Yes.
Okay, and tonight is the biblical study.
Yes.
So, I mean, how do we know if we should take one or if we should take both?
Okay, and we're going to come to that. The pastoral track is you're invited into the pastoral track. You meet with me to make sure that that's the best track for you. The biblical studies track is an open track, okay? So those individuals who are interested in taking the pastoral track, you just need to see. If you're here, you can see me after class. If you're on Facebook, you can call me at 773-779-2900. You can call me at 773-779-2900. If you're on Blog Talk, you can call as well, or you can email me at ApostleShanette@Yahoo. Apostle Shanette, that's with the U, APostleShanette@Yahoo.com. Okay, another question? Oh, two more questions in the back. This is the only book you're going to need for this class, except for the Bible. Come on, y'all should be excited. Okay. Is this okay? Please speak into the phone.
You know, this book that we were going to purchase for $10, if that was the only book that we were going to use for this class, and of course, Apostle said we are also going to use the Bible.
Yes, that's the only book you have to purchase. The full cost for this unit, okay, for this unit, because people in this unit aren't taking them individual. So if you're taking the biblical studies track, you're taking all three courses, biblical studies track, and so the courses are $90 and the registration is $50. Okay, so people aren't doing it. You can't break these two, you can't break up. Okay, so a total of $140 in order to progress to the next unit, your homework has to be turned in, and you have to be paid up, or you won't be able to progress to the next unit. And it isn't built in where there's any makeup. So keep that in mind, that all of those things have to be taken care of in advance.
How many classes are we allowed to miss?
Good question. We're not. There is no classes built in to miss because it is based on Blog Talk. It is recorded on Blog Talk. You Blog Talk and hear it, and then it's on Facebook. So those people that want to view it live on Facebook, you just need to let us know. I believe it is in today, but it will be a closed group, and we will turn your information in, and they will give you the information on how to view it from Facebook. Okay? These are wonderful questions. Yes.
So do we need to purchase a book per unit?
Restate your question.
Do we need to purchase a book per unit? And we have unit one now. Then we have unit two after on the 18th of February.
You're going to purchase a book for each course.
Okay, that's what I want to know.
Okay, yes. So right now we just happen to talk about hope. Okay, so you're going to purchase a book for each course. Now, if the question is how much is the book for each course, as we get to each course, I'll let you know. The easier thing is this. All of the books are being shipped to us, so we will have the book by the end of next week. So for the upcoming courses, those individuals who want their books in advance, you will be able to purchase for unit 2, 3, or 4 in advance, because we will have the books necessary for those individual courses. So syllabus and everything is going to be built into the book. This is the beauty of it. After that, you have some basic information. That basic information is in this book. Once you do your book, you have the basic information, which will free me up to share what I believe is insightful within the course that we need to take a deeper look at. Okay? Any good, superb questions? Any other questions? No? No? Okay. Maybe? It's okay. We can ask questions. Just walk and get the phone.
What if after or during or after the class, we've taken the test and everything, and we, praise the Lord, we all still have questions. Can we email you?
Oh, she's, we're on Facebook, but they're looking at you, so that's a good thing. Can you email me about, let's say, for instance, the book of Job after, when is this class over? February. So can you email me a question about the book of Job on February 22nd? I probably wouldn't recommend it.
I'm just asking.
Yeah, that's my answer, too. My recommendation is that, that's a phenomenal question, really. My recommendation is within the 6 weeks that we're here, questions or comments that you may have, ask them in class. It is always better, so that we do not rabbit trail, it is always better to write your questions down and to submit them to me. That way I'm not in class trying to come up with an answer. It is always easier if, because you've already going to read the book. You're going to have your book. You write your questions down. Email me your questions. Text me your questions at 773-779-2900. Text me your questions so that I can answer your questions. And so there's some questions on the table.
I wanted to know about the women's class and the foundation of faith.
Okay, so so we're going to shift now and talk about the the question is about the other two courses, Romans and Foundations of the Faith. Information about Romans and Foundation of the Faith. And we are going to go to that shortly. Okay, we're going to go to Romans and Foundations of the Faith. Okay, so let me do that, and then we'll come to your question. And again, if you're in here and you can call in, if you're in the class and you can call into Blog Talk, if you are here, and even if you're on Facebook viewing and you can call in, the guest call-in number, area code 619-924-0684. 619-940-684. You can call in. It will ask your question a lot easier. So even if you're looking live, or if you're on Blog Talk, well, if you're on Blog Talk, you've already called in, you will have the opportunity to ask your question or text me, because on the phone, I can review that. 773-779-2900. So the other book that you're going to look at, well, and I was waiting to do the next one, that book came back. But the other book that you're going to look at is Foundations of the Faith. And it's Foundations of the Faith, Doctrine 1 and 2. So some of you, this is going to look familiar. For some of you, it's going to look familiar. And so just to be honest with you, for those individuals, I am going to judge you harsher, okay? Because it is going to be familiar. Because how many people, whether you're on Blog Talk or on Facebook or if you're in this class, were ordained and or licensed through Laborers for Christ, Word Life Center or Laborers for Christ, AEN, this should be a breeze, because this Foundations of the Faith is actually going to be a look at doctrine. It's going to be a look at doctrine. So you're going to go beyond this book here. You're going to go beyond this book. So everybody knows. I don't want anybody to think they're just going to be at this book. Oh, if I can tell you the doctrine of theology, bibliography, philosophy, Christology, pneumatology, anthropology, soteriology. If I could just tell you the doctrines of that, the major doctrines of the book, then I'm ahead of the game. No, that was bare bones what you had to do for ordination and or licensure. You're going to have to go beyond that. But the essence of this course is to be able to articulate and defend the doctrine of the Bible. So on Foundations of the Faith is going to cause you to do a look at this. On top of this, this is the only book you're going to need to purchase. And again, the books are $10. Okay? Again, the books are $10. On top of this, there is a blue book called that I will go and get out the office. It's a blue book. And we've done that Foundations you're going to be responsible for. So this Foundations of the Faith book you will purchase, it will be $10, and you will be responsible for completing that, and you will have fun as you complete it, as you look at your test for it, and yeah. You will do that as well. There is okay, let me just stop there. I don't actually have the Romans book here. The Romans book is made a little different. The Romans book is made a little different. But you will also purchase your Romans book as well. You will purchase all of your books. Phenomenal question. The question is, where will we get these books from? You will purchase all of your books from me in class on next Tuesday. If you want to pay for your books today, you can pay for your books today, or you can just pay for your book when you get here next Tuesday. Please, if you're here on Monday, don't pay Tuesday books on Monday. Okay, don't pay on Tuesday for your Monday books. Somebody taking both. Your Tuesday corporate books and everything should be taken up on Tuesday. Your books will be here, and you can purchase them, and you will need to do that because you'll be running through it. Any other questions? Oh, the phone is right there by you. Okay. So
what happens if you
said, we can't have the talking. Can you hear?
If you so happen to take a test and not pass.
Oh, I'm coming to that. You want to know what happens if you don't pass your test? And therefore you don't pass your class? Look at that smile. Oh. I feel bad and sad. Oh, I'm going to let everybody know. Okay, so your tests are going to be timed. So it's book tests. Some of them have, but it's not like you have 2 weeks to answer all these questions. So your tests are going to be timed. However, if you do not pass, you will have the opportunity to redo it, but you will also be required to do an independent study, and we will give you a course that you need to take as the independent study. Because let's say, for instance, the book of Job, or let's do Foundations of the Faith. You may have done wonderful in part one of that. It just became some other areas of Foundation of the Faith that you didn't do. The independent study will be developed to address those areas of concern to strengthen you. So you will have to do that. You will have to do the independent study, and you will have to redo that course, whatever course it is you don't pass, on an independent basis. Okay? Phenomenal question. And so this isn't for you to quit now, okay? I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be energized. I want you to get excited, get your notebooks, bring your tablets, bring your devices. We can make Wi-Fi available to you while you are here. And just begin to prepare for a journey unparalleled to any educational journey you have had. We are going to have a ball. The purpose of these books are so that you get the basis. You get the basic information that you need. Because while we're here, I am putting a demand on the Spirit to release a level of revelatory insight into these areas that the revelation is such that each individual person, it will meet the needs of each individual person and what they do in ministry. No matter what, everybody's going to walk away with the same basic understanding because you have the same basic book. But I pray that the interaction that we have in class actually is what puts and prepares you for the individual. individual ministries that each one of you have been called to. Now, I do understand that some people are taking the biblical studies track and the pastoral track. So for those people that are taking both tracks, you just need to see me so we can talk about when your coursework will be due for both tracks. I understand that some other people, while they may be taking the biblical studies track, there are some classes that they are able to test out of in the biblical studies track, and they're going to pick them up from the pastoral track or from the independent independent study course. And that's fine for those individuals. You can see me after class. If you're on Facebook, you can contact me at 773-779-2900. If you're on Blog Talk, you can contact me as well at 773-779-2900. Email me at apostle.net. SHAWNETTE at yahoo.com. You can email me or text me or contact me at any of those numbers. If you're somebody who, you know, are going between both courses, or you already know that you need the independent study. The only thing that we have not covered in this class is a look at what, if you're interested in your bachelor's, your master's, or your doctoral. Is there anybody here that's interested? Let me just go over it because we may have people online or listening that is interested in that information. And I'm also just checking how we are for time. If you are interested in a bachelor's, a master's, or a doctorate degree, this is what you need to know. The bachelor's degree is 18 hours additional hours. First of all, you have to turn in your portfolio. If you need to turn in a portfolio and you have not turned in your portfolio, you can see me and I can give you the information of what needs to be in your portfolio. In addition to that, assess how many credit hours you bring to the table. You may need to take this track, the pastoral track. But for those who don't, you need to do 18 hours at $70, which will be $1,260 for your bachelor's degree. I will make sure you get those 18 hours. So I have courses already determined for how you're going to get those 18 hours. It'll be 18 credit hours at $70, not CEU. So that means the coursework is more intense, but it'll be 18 credit hours at $70, which would be $1,260 for those individuals interested in their bachelor's degree. That's all you need to do. Those individuals entering their master's degree, it is another it's 18 hours, but it's at $100 an hour, which is $1,800. Again, those 18 hours you're going to take with us, okay? But that is the cost for those 18 hours for that degree. And those interested in the doctoral degree, it is 18 hours at $120 an hour for a total of $2,160 for your doctoral degrees. So I know that I said a lot, probably relatively quickly. So I will pause to see if we have any concerns or questions before I go on. You got to talk on the phone. The bachelor's is 18 hours at $70 for a cost for the degree of $1,260. 18 hours at $70 for a cost of $1,260 for your bachelor's degree. Master's degree, it is 18 hours at $100 for a cost of $1,800 for your master's. And then for your doctoral degree, it is 18 hours at $120 a credit hour for a total of $2,160 for your doctoral degree. Those of you that are interested in pursuing one of those three degrees will see me, and we will tell you how your payments can be made and then when your final payment has to be made. Because you could be doing your payments, and if you don't get your final payment in at a certain time, then you're going to lose that. Okay, so we have a payment plan for those individuals, but that information cannot be given out until we first have everybody's application. Second, their portfolio. Can't even consider anything to completely review the portfolio so that we can see how many hours you're in need of. So a complete assessment has to be made of your portfolio. Good question. Good question. Any other ones? Any other questions or concerns? Oh.
Can't tell us right now what the book
is. I don't want to go in depth into it because it is a full sheet, and I don't want somebody to say you didn't do that. But it is going to assist any contact hour you have had where you were either teaching or being taught. So let's say you teach Sunday school. Let's say you teach spiritual life enrichment. Let's say you serve, you teach domestic violence. Let's say you work with illness or developmentally delayed individuals, or you're a therapist. You're already an educator. You're a teacher. It is going to, if you have a bachelor's, you want to turn that in. If you have had any formal education, we need transcripts. I do understand that transcripts aren't always available because sometimes we owe and they're not going to release them. So for those individuals who cannot turn in an official transcript, if you have unofficial transcripts, you can turn them in, but they must be notarized. If you do not have if you cannot get a notarized copy of an unofficial transcript, you need to turn in all of your work from whatever schools, universities that you've taken courses from, and you need to have that notarized. Welcome to higher education. All right, for CCTI. Amen. I'm excited about that. Any questions? Why everybody's looking at you? Are you kidding me? Did it just get real for some people? So with all of that in mind, let me make sure I get this in there. While we are familiar with CCTI because we're going like our seventh year, okay, it becomes important that we understand that now we're looking at degrees. It's no such thing as I couldn't get my home in. There just won't be any room in your process for not turning in your homework, talking to me. I'm going to call it your life work, okay? There's just no room in that. So if you're somebody that goes, I know my schedule and I'm not going to be able to get the work in, you may want to look at taking this as a scholar at large, okay? Scholar at large says, I'm just here for the information. I understand what it's going to mean, but I'm just here for the information because that's not where I'm at in this season. You will want to take it as a scholar at large and come back at a later time when you're able to turn in the work for that to get that to move on for the degree. However, the mere fact that you're taking this biblical studies track, in October you will complete this track and you will get a certificate in biblical studies across the board, as long as you've done what? You've turned in all of your homework and you have paid. So each unit, we need to make sure in that unit that we have all your paperwork, all your homework, and your payment for that unit is paid. Then the file can go to the next unit, okay? So without all of that in the unit, you won't be able to progress on. Any other questions? It's exciting. It has great potential. I want you to get excited about it. If you are a new candidate, if you have recently been ordained or licensed, this is essential in your process. You will benefit from it. This could be the follow-up for your process. It's a possibility that this is the follow-up for your process. And so you want to, we are here, I am here to assist you anyway. I do not, within the parameter of this unit officially starts on today being Tuesday, January 17th, and it will officially go through February 22nd, right?
Apostle?
February 21st. Apostle? I hear, okay, I can't hear it, though.
Overseer?
One moment, I hear somebody saying apostle, but I can't hear your question. So hold on.
Apostle? Apostle?
I hear you saying apostle, but we can't question.
Well, thank you. When we received our graduation from CCPI a year ago, is that information part of what we can submit to meet the requirements?
I believe the question is, if we received your graduation information a year ago.
From CCTI.
For the bachelor's, master's, or doctoral program, is that the question?
Yes.
Yes, it is. We will work on being able to hear those that are involved. So anybody that turned in their portfolio for the last CCPI graduation, and if you turned in your portfolio and you told me that you were looking for a bachelor's, a master's, or a doctorate degree, then we've already reviewed your portfolio. If you didn't tell me that you were looking for a bachelor's or a master's or a doctorate degree, you need to just let us know. So text me at 773-779-2900 to let us know that you are interested in pursuing either your bachelor's, your master's, or doctoral degree so that your portfolio can either be turned in, if you've already turned in one, or can be reviewed. Good question. So all CCTI, the CCTI that you have taken and or taught, any CCTI course that you have taken and or taught counts. There are candidates here, people, recent candidates here. All of the coursework that you completed, let me be very specific, that you completed in your program, we will consider all of the courses, the Defend the Faith, your all of that coursework. I can't remember what it all is right now. The Defend the Faith, the Converge Statement, the... I thought I would be able to hear it, but I can't. All of that coursework is considered.
Theological questions.
Okay, now I can hear you. Your Conversion Statement, the Theological Questions. Is she saying something else? Your mission, vision, all of that coursework is, it counts. You can use it in this process. Okay? You can use, you would have had to have completed it. And whatever follow-up was recommended for you, you would have needed to complete that follow-up well. If follow-up recommended it for you, we will consider that. Are there any other questions regarding this? Any other questions? I know that we just had a whole nother class of people come in. So they're looking like, what are we doing? So just, and then we will try to do a recap. And actually today is a short class because I just wanted to be able to do an overview and then give you some assignments so that you can have fun and go. I know that we're having fun with Pastor Hooks. How many of us are having fun with Pastor Hooks and LSC Grace Cathedral Teaching Center as we are reading through the Bible? So I'm sure of you are having fun as you're doing that reading through the Bible. And I'm just about to add more to what you're already doing. Okay, so that we are very clear, we're looking at the book of Job, we're looking at the book of Romans, and we're looking at foundations of the faith. The book of Job, the book of Romans, and foundations of the faith. Within that scope, you're going to be responsible for reading the book of Job, the book of, and the book of Romans. So before the course is over, you would have the book of Job or the book and the book of Romans. If you need the book to read to you, I'm flexible. However you get it done, you, whatever your preferred version of the Bible is, I'm okay with that. You just must do the work, okay? So you want to start that process. You want to start with the book of, you want to read the book of Job and read the book of Romans. You need to be able to cover that. Now, in addition to that, I'm going to, you want to begin, does anybody have a Scofield Study Bible? Scofield Study Bible? It is going to be your friend. It's Scofield Study, don't go buy a Scofield Study Bible. Oh, well, I wasn't going to say don't go buy it because it's not cheap, but because I will give you what you need. But if you have a Scofield Study Bible, it's going to be your friend because you're going to look at the major theological themes in Scripture. So what's the doctrine of God? What's the doctrine of angels? All of that, how many people in here have gone through any licensure or ordination, didn't even have to be with LSC, with anybody. Chances are you had to do work. Okay, if you serve time, chances are you've already covered that. So you are going to familiarize yourself, okay, with doctrine of salvation, the doctrine of God, the doctrine of Christ, the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, doctrine of angels, and I'm not... You're going to familiarize yourself with that. So for those individuals that want to go home and get a head start, that's a good place to start, is beginning to familiarize yourself with those doctrines. You're going to look at the doctrine of sin. You're going to go through all of those things. And I am going to give you another book. You do not have to purchase. You do not have to purchase this book. However, I am going to make reference to it because while you're going to already be working on the foundations of faith in that book, I am going to also share the other side of foundations of faith from another book that we have used, and I will bring that book in here during the break. Are there any questions or concerns? Is everybody caught up? Is there anybody that I have just lost and I really want to? I don't want to say I can live with one person because it's all about one soul at a time. So how can I get a person caught up? Somebody said start over. Amen. Glory to God. No, it is well, but you know what? Honestly, that is why this is the biblical study, because I don't mind starting over for you. I won't start over on Monday for the pastoral track. Now, remember, though, anything that I miss, and I'm going to come to you because I can't, anything that I miss is available on Facebook, however you get to, and on Blog Talk. You can log into Blog Talk and hear each course is saved on Blog Talk. And so what we will do is every person must register today. When you register today, we will be collecting your emails. And when we have your emails, then we can send you how to go to Blog Talk so that you can listen to Blog Talk to anything that you may have missed. I will answer and address any questions that we have. But that is always something available. Somebody may say, oh, you talk so fast, because I see people like, really? It's being recorded on Blog Talk. You can always go back to it and get it, or you could just kind of wave that. And I know when people wave at me, that means slow down. Yes.
God, sin.
Oh, I am going to go. Oh, that's outside. Oh, Jesus. I am going to go in depth over all of them. I was just kind of giving you all an example. I will give you this list now, but I don't want somebody to think this list is exhausted. Okay, because it isn't. So let me give you this. You're going to know the major doctrines of the Bible, the study of God, the study of Scripture, the study of Christ, the study of the Holy Spirit, the study of man, the study of sin, salvation, the church, Angels and Demons, and The End Times. Can I just say this? Is it going to be okay if I make this statement? Just to name a few. But again, let me just say this. Wave your hand if you were licensed or ordained at Laborers for Christ. Because if you were and you don't get these right, I'm bringing my bag of peppermints and I'm going to throw them at you, because I know each of you had to turn that in, along with overseer, somehow communicate, along with all of your theological questions. I just can't hear. Along with... what else did you all have to do? Conversion statements, theological, your mission, your vision. And you had to defend your faith.
Yes.
What did I have to defend your faith? You had doubled that on that list. So this is, pull that stuff out and
amen.
Use it, right?
Yes.
Somebody
amen.
Said amen.
Amen.
Okay,
that's
pull
a,
it out and use
overseer.
It. And it, this overseer said amen. This is going to be the best fresher course you've ever had, okay? Trust me, you're getting a grade A education this unit. I promise you that. Okay? Now, that's what you're going to get out of your book. We're going to look at it from an apostolic perspective, not apostolic meaning denomination, but in kingdom. Now that you have the basics, what are we responsible for as a kingdom of believers? How, now that we understand this, how do we operate in with this revelation? Now that I know this about Christ, now that I know this about God, now that I know this about angels and demons, what am I supposed to do with it? What's the impact of it in my life as a believer? Not as somebody building the church, but somebody building the kingdom. What do I need to know? How do I test revelatory insight and interact with this group of people that represent this movement and this group of people that represent this movement? And you'll be so diverse and be able to defend the faith comfortable in what you know and understand that it'll work for you. It'll be nothing because you'll have the basics. Wait, now, if you're in the pastoral track, you're going to take these and then you're going to tell me you're going to write your doctoral statement. So if you're somebody in the pastor, it's like, oh, these classes are similar. No, you're about to take it a whole nother step. Don't put your hand on the table, woman of God. All right. Are we? She passing the phone like I have nothing to say. Any other questions, comments, suggestions? All right, I have 2 minutes before we to close this and then pause and then do some registration information, and it'll be about 7:30, and when we come back, we're just going to take about 15 more minutes so that I can talk about the other two courses. I just want to kind of get you to begin to think about Job, because I want you to find yourself in the book of Job. Okay, I don't want to kind of run through just because I'm not sure how everything is set up. So I want you to find yourself in the book of Job, and I will talk about that when we come back. So I need to end this. We will come back prayerfully at 7. If you have registered, you need to follow Prime Minister quickly to room 15 and get registered. If you don't move quickly, then just wait to after I do another 20 minutes of teaching, and then everybody that's not registered can get registered. Thank you so much for tuning in to CTI's Biblical Studies Track. I am your servant, Apostle Dr. Shanette Houghton. If you have any questions, you can reach me at 773-779-900 or at apostleshanette@yahoo.com. I've appreciated serving you and pouring into you. And until we come together again, enjoy and embrace and yield to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Apostle, has laid forth our journey for 2017 as it relates to our preparation for ministry in the kingdom. And we would like to, at this time, do some commercial on behalf of the ministry and the kingdom and remind everyone that is listening that those candidates that want to be are to be referred for ordination for 2017 need to have their names submitted to me. And they can be emailed to me at pc_thornton@yahoo.com. You can email them to me at pc_thornton@yahoo.com. We are taking referrals for our candidates for 2017. We currently have approximately 32 already, praise the Lord. And as you are being inspired and prepared and imparted into through this teaching and through this ministry and through CCTI, this is a wonderful opportunity for you to come on board in this area. When leaders see the anointing in those that are serving with them, they are encouraged by the ministry to submit those names for ordination. And that ordination is going to take place, and those that are a part of the ordination preparation for 2017 are required to join us, save the date from Thursday, August 17th, through Sunday, August 20th, 2017, for the Apostolic Ecumenical Network Alignment Assembly, our conference and ordination service. Our theme this year is Because You Believe, 2 Thessalonians 1, 10 through 12 in the New International Version. It will take place at the Hyatt Regency Deerfield at 1750 Lake Cook Road in Deerfield, Illinois.
Hey, how you doing this evening?
You all?
Glad to check in.
15. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All are welcome to attend this conference, and our goal as an apostolic network is to unify the body, to reach the masses at large. We transcend the nuances that divide us and gravitate to the one commonality that unites us all, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, our Lord Jesus Christ, Savior of the world. We are faithful to the mandate of our existence to bridge the gap and provide leaders through universal covering, teaching, training, and equipping, so that we as a unified body identify and understand the faith so that we may come together in the same faith. Praise the Lord. That conference registration and fee is $50 per person. For every paid registration, you will receive one adult complimentary banquet ticket. The first 100 paid registrations will receive a free gift. So if you plan to attend the banquet only, the cost is $35. This banquet is a very prestigious event when the actual certificates are going to be presented to our newly ordained leaders, and they will be presented through pomp and circumstance and a wonderfully prepared sit-down meal. A very beautiful service, banquet time where we celebrate our family and our loved ones and those in ministry with us in this auspicious occasion. The overnight accommodation for this Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night is $99.68 per night. This includes your tax. This also includes a daily breakfast for two people. That's a wonderful, wonderful blessing and favor that the ministry has found with this hotel. And hotel reservations must be made through the Hyatt Regency Deerfield under LFC AEN room block. And you note that you must let the hotel know that you are reserving your room under LFC AEN in order to receive that discounted per night rate of $99.68.
which includes your meals. You can reserve your room now. To book your room, please use the, they have a hotel registration hotline link. And that link is at aws.passkey.com/go/Laborers for Christ Ministry. And if you have any difficulty using the link, you can call the hotel reservation hotline at 888-421-1442. Again, that phone number is 888-421-1448. And that is to reserve your room. Reserve your rooms for the 2017 AEN conference and ordination. And this year we are just so excited of the favor that the Lord has blessed us with and cloaked us with, as we have over 25 candidates from India. Praise the Lord, and they are welcome to come over here and receive, though they'll receive their ordination in their home country, they can come and share wonderfully during our ordination and during the banquet, and we can get to bridge this gap through a wonderful in-person celebration. We're so excited about our India group and Pastor Omega and Archbishop Akabag are bridging a gap over the land and the ocean and bringing together a body that is made up of the saints of God. We thank God for them, and we do invite them to come with their families, if at all possible, and share with us during this wonderful weekend of the gathering of the saints, the gathering of the saints. The hotel cutoff date for reservation, we have to do it in advance. The cutoff date is July 31st. So get your things together and try to and beseech the Lord, as he will make a way in your heart's desire. There will be no tickets at the door. Registration forms are forthcoming. If you need a registration form, please contact the ministry at Apostle Shawnette Hawthorn. Well, no, you can contact the ministry under PC Thornton at yahoo.com. You can contact the ministry by giving me, sending me an email to PC_Thornton@yahoo.com. We are a voice and not an echo, and we thank God for this opportunity to go forth. We thank you for your attention to this announcement. It is now coming up on 7:30, and we will go back to class as the apostle is giving us an overview of the classes that will be taken for this unit, and we encourage you, if you have not received your January ministry opportunity form, ministry opportunity the word just escapes me, the ministry opportunity that Minister Sharita sends out monthly that lists all of the things and activities of the ministry, so that you can be a part of them, so that you can receive the vehicle in which you need to go forth in your ministry and be a part of those events as they unfold over through the year. Make them a part of your plan for 2017. Get a calendar. Get an LFC calendar.
They are available to you. If you need those, again, you can email me at pc_thornton@yahoo.com so we can get a calendar out to you so you can mark your calendar with all of the things that are going on in the ministry. And at this time, we will turn the remainder of the session back over to our apostle, who is on site and live. And Bishop, if you have any information to share with the people during our commercial, please feel free to do so. And we do ask all of the others that are on Blog Talk, you're all live, so that it is important that you put your phone on mute unless you want to ask a question or share verbally, then take your phone off of mute, and you are live and you're able to interact with us. Praise the Lord. Oh, I've got to make sure I put everybody live. Amen.
All right. Amen, and thank you, Overseer, for, if we can just have everybody's attention, thank you, Overseer, for giving the announcements and updates. And we want to just finish out this section. So to the Blog Talk family, to Facebook Live, and to those, that third group of students that just came in, we are going to update you all and give you some additional information and then and go from there. All right. So when we concluded last, I believe that I gave information in terms of just a brief overview of what you needed to understand about the foundations of the faith, and in terms of all of the theological perspectives that you were going to be responsible for looking at. There's another book that some of you may be familiar with, others of you may not be familiar with, and it's called the Spiritual Discipline Handbook. The Spiritual Discipline Handbook, Practices That Transform Us. The Spiritual Discipline Handbook by Calhoun. And so I will put it up so that those on Facebook can see it and, again, share that information. You do not need to purchase this book, even though I know that some of you have this book already, the Spiritual Discipline Handbook. It may not look like this. When you purchased it, it was a blue book. It's just been revised, and so it's looks a little.
That the apostle Paul may have dropped, and so we will continue as soon as she does call back in, and she is back in on the line and live.
All right, so some of you may have purchased this book when it was blue. You do not need to. I'm not asking you to purchase this book. However, during the course of the class, we are going to make reference to this book. You do not need to go and purchase it, but we are going to make reference to this book, okay? So I wanted to bring this book so that people would get a point of reference for it. All of your books you will purchase in class, they are $10. You will purchase all three books that you need in class, and they will be $10. There are two different books that I am going to use for Romans. You will still purchase your book for $10, and anybody that is interested in the additional handout that I will have for the book of Romans, you will just pay for the copies that it will take to get you this big packet for the book of Romans. Okay? So, but you need to purchase your book for Romans, which is $10. Your book for Job and I believe the book of Job is out there, so it needs to make its way back up here. The book of Job is out here. It needs to make its way, not my book, but that needs to make its way back up here. And it is turning the curse into a blessing, a message of triumph from the book of Job. As you are going to look at this, you're going to purchase this book. And this book, again, is $10 for the book of Job. For the book of Foundations of the Faith, you're going to purchase this book. It is called Foundation of the Faith. It is $10. You, again, will purchase both of those books from me. You'll purchase both of those books in class next Tuesday. So you will need to bring in, bare minimum, your $30 for your books. If you are somebody that's, you know, sharing a book with someone, obviously that's fine, but you will have to purchase your text separately. If you're sharing the book with someone, no problem, but you will need to purchase your text separately. And remember, there's something that you will find in it stating that you have read the book twice. You have to read it one time for understanding, and then the second time to do your open book text. Okay? And then, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. All right, so, did we have any other questions that we wanted to look at? We are... She has to call me, whatever. Okay. Okay, is there a question? We will also be responsible for reading the book of Job, reading the book of Romans, and reviewing all of the other necessary things for the foundation of faith and the spiritual discipline book. Okay. Again, you don't need to buy the spiritual discipline book. I will give you the information as it is needed. Now, we went over the major theological doctrine that you will be responsible for, and I'm just going to state it again for those who just walked in. Give you a moment to prepare to either record me on your smart devices or prepare to take shorthand, whichever one works for you. You are going to look at the doctrine of God, Scripture, Jesus, Holy Spirit, man, sin, salvation, church, angel, and demons, and the end time, bare minimum. I'm doing one more time for your understanding, for your hearing better yet. You're going to look at the doctrine of God, Scripture, Christ, Holy Spirit, man, sin, salvation, the church, angels and demons, and end time. The reason I asked if you had a Scofield Study Bible, I meant to bring that Scofield Study Bible in here, is because the back of the Scofield Study Bible actually has all of those three outlined for you. There's another book, it's called Charts and... I'm going to have to get the correct title of it. So this is the Charts and Tables book, and it goes in, it's a much better insight into those different theological, you know, those different doctrines, and it does a better job because it gives you the different viewpoints as well. And so you may find that to be a useful tool. You know, I have to get the correct name for you. I was actually looking for the book, but it's Charts and Tables of Theology, something like that, but I will have it for you next week. Okay, and it's just very useful because it doesn't just give you one point of view. It gives you any acceptable viewpoint, and then you can go from there. Okay. Anything else? Are we ready? Any questions about what you need? All your work is to be turned in. I believe that once you pay for the class, that you will receive the CCTI catalog and other information. When you do that, it'll tell you, let me just say this to everybody and we'll see what happens. You cannot turn anything to me handwritten. Yes.
The name of that book the name of the book is Zandafield Chart of Christianity, Theology and Doctrine by H. Wayne House.
The name of the book is Vanderbilt Charts and
of Christian Theology and Doctrine.
Charts of Christian Theology and Doctrine.
Yes, by H. Wayne House.
And it's by Wayne House. Phenomenal.
Correct.
Wayne H. House. Phenomenal. I'm not suggesting you purchase it. It's a useful tool.
It will be nice.
It's a useful tool. I didn't hear you overseer.
No, that's it.
Okay, so did everybody get the title? Can you give us that again? Hold on. Who's been ordained and consecrated through labor of Christ? Ordained, consecrated, and licensed. It's in all the information you have, because I require it for that process. But just for those people that's online and those people on Blog Talk, let me give it to you one more time. It is called, can you say that again, overseer? I'm going to try to figure out how to put you on speaker so everybody can hear you.
Amen. It is called Charts of Christian Theology and Doctrine by H. Wayne House. It's made by Vandervan Charts. Charts, Theology, and Doctrines. H. Wayne House. Amen. One of the required readings. Amen.
I don't know if you dropped the phone.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. And our apostle is gathering information.
Some of the
that book will be a very helpful tool for you all. So hopefully everybody got that information and can govern themselves accordingly.
All right. Any other questions, comments, before we kind of bring this to a close? And I want you to be perfectly prepared for next Tuesday, because we will come in running. Okay? We will come in just assuming that you have covered Job, you have covered Romans, and you have reviewed, read the different doctrines of the Bible. You've at least read them. Okay, not memorized them, but you at least did a quick overview. So somebody said, oh, my God, what are you talking about? What do you mean read the doctrines of the Bible? If you have a study Bible, you don't have a study Bible, have three-fourths of the people in here have already done this, review your notes. The other individuals can pull it up. Somebody said Google. It's on Bible. If you can find it, theology, the study of God, including his names, attributes, character, and the Trinity. You need to know that bare minimum. Okay? Anthropology is the study of man as a tripart being, his body, soul, and spirit, his creation, along with God's original purpose for man and woman. Please do not try to write down everything I'm saying now, because it's just, I can't read it that slow. I'm just trying to give you an overview of what I expect you to know when you come in here next week, okay? Next week, I expect you to have read the first four or so chapters of Job, of Romans, and to have read over this one page. You don't have the book, don't worry about it, but I'm telling you what you need to know. See, the study of angels and demons. Angelology will look at the fall of Lucifer, the rebellion in heaven, and how this affects the world today. You at least need to know what these terms are in a way that we can begin to have some conversation about. Next week, you're going to come early enough to purchase your book. So I would recommend class starts at 6:30. Everybody that can be here at 5, should come at 5. You can buy your book so that you can review the first chapter so that when we start class at 6:30, you're like ready to go. I love you, and I'm even mad if you look at me and laugh like she is hype. I'm okay with it. Yes, I love doing it. So, so this is it's all good. Any course I do, I recommend, you know, and then for those people who go, I need more time, you can come at 5 o'clock, between 5 o'clock and 5:30, Prime Minister, 5 o'clock and 5:30. Please don't come at 5:31 and say ABC because we won't be able to help you. You can come between 5 and 5:30 and purchase your books, and then, I don't mean to, and then go, because we'll be getting ready for the pastoral class. No, I don't have the books here. I just finished placing an order by faith, and honestly, because African-American people do not pre-register, let me just put that out there. The church people didn't pre-register for this course, and we've been talking about it for months. I can tell you by looking at everybody in this class and everybody in here registered, I did not order enough books. No. So I would recommend that the first 10 people would get a book. Anybody after that, are we going to have another order for? Yeah. Let me get you she's talking to the.
You said you can purchase the book on Tuesday.
You can purchase the book on Tuesday.
Okay, but you say between 5 and 5:30.
Well, I was saying for those people that for the people that say there's just no way I can do all of this. I need that book before I get there on Tuesday. You could come on Monday between 5 and 5:30 only. 5:31, we will not help you for anything pertaining to Tuesday. Just hear my heart and believe me. But on Monday, you can come between 5 and 5:30 and purchase your book. Okay, could you raise your hand, wave, do something? Okay, you're taking this for your certificate. You're not here for the scholar at large. I love it in you.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I said in the car, I should order 15 books. I said no, because I know the thing. I should have ordered 20 books. But I will call them back and see if I can get probably you will have a book here. I don't think I can see you first come, first serve. Okay? Amen. Any other questions, comments, or concerns to those that are on Blog Talk, those listening via Facebook, or those that are here? So you definitely want to know this. So we have that. Is there anybody that? Okay. Any other questions? Only be ordered through us. The all books have to be ordered through us. Okay. All books have to be ordered through us. Yes. I'm sorry. Can somebody come up here with the phone so that we can hear her statement? Please, you must talk in the phone so that all the world's listening can hear.
Book call.
These books that I'm talking about today are $10. You need to bring $10. Now, if there's an additional cost to have these books overnighted, the book is going to cost you more than $10. So just know, cost you more, whatever the cost is to overnight up these books, we're going to share that with you. These are phenomenal questions. I am so excited about this turnout. Is there anybody here that is not returning? I don't want to look out and prepare
Did y'all really just come back? I don't want to look out and prepare handouts or anything just for people that thought, oh, I was just sitting in today. I'm not coming back. You do have an apostolic prophetic teacher today, so all of those people that are waving bye to me, I'm not offended. It is your loss, and it'll be our loss, because you're going to miss what you bring to this. You're going to miss your anointing as well. However, okay, this is one of those deep calls into the deep, and I can respect the fact that people are saying, this is not the water I want to swim in. However, if this is the water that you want to swim in, trust me, you will never have a greater life boat or life jacket. Because the Lord is going to anchor you and do some stuff for you during this biblical studies track. If there are no questions, at 2900, again, text me at 773-779-2900. If you have any questions, you can email me at Apostle Shinette, that's SHAWNETTE at yahoo.com. That's Apostle Shinette at yahoo.com. If there's nothing else, we've enjoyed the ministry of the Holy Spirit, embrace the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and yield to the process. And while you do that, just know that in the words of Dr. Parker, just get ready to walk on water. That's your wow. Anybody ever say wow? Wow has been officially translated into walk on water. And I just want you, from her heart to yours, to know that we release the supernatural ability for you to walk on water. Provoke people to spiritual jealousy, that they get stirred up by what's being deposited in you. Love you. Enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio. You have listened to the first unit of the 2017 CCTI course. We are excited about the biblical studies that is going forth, and your homework is reading the book of Job and the book of Romans, at least some of the early chapters thereof, so that you are able to participate in next week's class. Thank you, and do be blessed.